You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
3 o'clock, good to have you with us. We will get into the Tigers a little later. Scott Harris, look, a lot of it you do, you're going to have to let it play out a little bit, but we have his words to go by today. And there was only one thing he really said. I mean, the general tone of it wasn't for me, but there was one thing he said where I went, oh, no, 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 no. And we'll get into it. And then I'm just going to hit you with facts. And you can do what you want. But I'm going to give you where I'm at with it. And then you can live whatever fantasy you want. We'll get into it at 4. We started the show with the Lions. And as amazing as that game was, they looked like 1997 Nebraska playing Pacific. You can't talk about anything else but Aiden Hutchinson. He's done for the year. He broke his leg in 70 pieces. And I guess we're going to be the bad guys on this station. Because you can't win a Super Bowl as currently constituted now. You can't. Losing Davenport and Aiden Hutchinson, I'm not going to live in this fantasy land that I've heard others do today where it's like, oh, no, we'll just blitz every down. Oh, okay. You're losing a player who was on his Myles Garrett year 3 explosion arc. A guy who was in conversation for defensive player of the year. I apologize if I already had concerns about your edge rushers not named Aiden, and now you've lost Aiden. Here, you want the value? Here's the value. He's got 7.5 sacks. What does the rest of the team have? 7.5. He's got 17 quarterback hits. What's the rest of the team have? 24. Aiden wins his pass rush success rate, almost 17%. The rest of the team on edge rush downs, on pass rush downs, is winning at 6.5%. So, yes, I hate that I have to say what I say, but it's what I believe in my heart. Mm-hmm. If you don't make a big move, or maybe you should call Scott Harris and AJ, maybe we've got a Bo Brisky playing Canadian Football League, and he can come in here and turn into Reggie White. But outside of that, no. So it's incumbent upon Brad Holmes to break character, Rico.
It is, and you know what? Here's the thing. It's a compliment. You don't want to hear this, but losing him, I mean, how would you feel if all of a sudden, you know, some star, like if Patrick Mahomes goes down, like a star player goes down, you don't feel like that team's the same team
anymore.
If
the Chiefs lost Chris Jones, I'd say the same thing. You're not winning it. Why? Chiefs defense with Chris Jones is a top 10 unit. Yeah. You can look this up, by the way, too. Without Jones, they're a bottom 10 unit. Okay. Game over.
When they lost to the Lions, I don't think it was a coincidence that they did Jones's contract the very next day. We don't want to experience this, Chris. We're sorry. Here's your money. Let's go.
Now,
so, no, he is one of those game changers. They're right. If Bosa goes down, That's not the same Niner defense. Like, certain players are, they're not replaceable. You can hope that they come back. Like Greenlaw not being there as a linebacker, you're not replacing him. You're just praying to God to get, he's going to be ready soon. Aiden's done for the year, which means you got to make some changes unless you fully trust that this defensive line, which I don't think is that good, can sustain this. And do not get seduced by what you saw yesterday when Aiden went down against the Cowboys. The Cowboys were already roadkill, okay? They were putting up no fight. They wanted to do a running clock. They just wanted the game over so they could shower and get the hell out of there.
Now, I brought up a name. You go, oh, well, it's easy for you to say, who do you want Brad to go and get? Okay, here's the name. Player who signed for 3 years, about $20 million a year. He's in a horrendous situation. This is a guy who, when he plays at least 10 games, he gives you at least 12 sacks. And when Aiden comes back in 2025, it would be the number one defensive end duo along with Houston with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Myles Garrett. No radio hyperbole. No zaniness. Straight face. You call Cleveland. They are entering a rebuild whether they want to admit it or not. If they keep Deshaun Watson, he takes up 33% of their cap on the hit. Well, if they draft a quarterback, you're rebuilding. They need draft picks as salary offset. They need cheap players. Now, if they want to trade Watson, and before you laugh, hear me out. If the Browns end up with a premium top five pick, which they sure look like they're going to, the only way to get out of this thing where they don't pay every red cent of it would be trading him. Well, what would you have to do to get someone to take Deshaun Watson's dead body? Attach top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, they're rebuilding. You call and you put your first round pick on the table and you go, what will it take? You bring Myles Garrett in, we get this thing back on track and let's play ball. I'm saying it with a straight face. I'm not doing like hee hee ha ha radio fun.
No, but here's the thing. And for those who are like, well, that doesn't make sense. That's a hot take. But you look at AJ Brown. Nobody saw that move happening.
What? Let me ask you this:
If Christian McCaffrey, nobody saw that move happening.
If people want to challenge me on it, go ahead. But my point is, what have I said about Cleveland that's inaccurate? They're debt spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need is what you can provide. Hey, if they don't believe they're in a rebuild, God bless. But you have a quarterback that no one in that building believes in. And you've paid him a fully guaranteed deal. None of us thought that this would be Deshaun Watson. But it is. So, I'm trying to take advantage of their house burning down. That's all I can try to do.
No, it's shooting for the stars. It is something that I didn't necessarily think of. Because I'm thinking, well, Myles Garrett. Okay, people who you're not going to go after. But yeah, Deshaun Watson is really, he's an anchor to that team and he's dragging them down. You got to either find somebody who's willing to take them that you could attach this pick for. It's a rebuild. And you got to look Myles Garrett in the eye and say, hey, we're not winning anytime soon. Are you okay with that? And he's a competitor. He's in his prime. No, I'm not okay with
that. 28 years old, if you care about the age. I'm not telling you it'd be easy. I'm not telling you it's cheap. But he's on a fair deal. And it's a horrible situation. And it's not an NFC team.
Well,
and it's not a divisional team. I'm making the phone call. This is what you do if you're in a Super Bowl window.
And that's just it. This is why that would work. Because if you're the Lions, this is a little bit of the F those picks. This is, I'm the only not only thinking short term, but I'm thinking long term. Because when Aiden comes back, I got you a buddy. I got you a playmate. He's ready to go. I don't have to worry about drafting somebody and hoping I got it right. I'm going after the proven commodity. It's blue magic.
Okay, name a better defensive line in 2025 than Myles Garrett, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, Aiden Hutchinson. I'll hang up and listen.
No, because you know why? And it's a cliche. You would have the best offensive and defensive lines in football.
It's almost like you win with the tip of the sword. So, if you don't like my idea, cool, what's yours? But what we're not going to do, and I'm not attacking anyone. I just can't believe the levels of copium I heard on this station, both from hosts and callers. I'm trying to live in the real world. We just lost our version of TJ Watt. We just lost our version of Aaron Donald. We lost our Chris Jones. Yeah, I think your Super Bowl odds are toilet right now. So either something unforeseen happens or we go out and get help.
Yeah. See, my help was maybe you jump in there, you help out the Jets, you offer them something, you take Hassan Reddick off their hands. That's obviously a relationship that's not going to work. It now gives you that Micah Parsons type of linebacker that you could put as an edge rusher, and now you have something to fill this spot of Aiden Hutchinson. It's going to require you to sign him maybe for a two-year deal. I don't think he wants to be in New York, and maybe it's worth a phone call.
I just want to state for the record, that's Rico's thing. I am all out on that. That's not for me. That doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It means I simply do not like the entree that Rico is serving. That doesn't mean the food's bad. It means I don't like it.
But everybody likes pizza.
Right. Right. 248-539-9797. David, quickly, go ahead.
Let me give you a couple things here from Dan Campbell's press conference. He's speaking right now. Dan Campbell said 4 to 6 month recovery for Hutchinson, but, quote, I would never count him out for playing again this season.
Mm-mm, no. And then, don't do that to people.
And then Campbell says that the Lions aren't in a hurry to replace Hutchinson. That doesn't mean they aren't looking, though, but the situation has to be right.
Yeah, but what you can't do is go sign a guy from a fire department and he's a 32-year-old gym class hero. Yeah. I want this team to make a big move.
Yeah, and what you don't want to do is that back in the day when, remember when Jerry Rice blew out his knee and he made this miraculous comeback only to play two downs, keep his record streak going, and then blew out his knee again. So don't rush Aiden back. This whole, well, maybe he can come back. How about no? How about we just sit him, think long term? This is going to be a cornerstone piece for this team for a long time. I get it. Toughness. Not everybody's Frank Ragnow.
Dude, even if it was the most aggressive recovery timeline, it's 4 months. It's after the Super Bowl. What are we talking about? I mean, I respect what they're doing, and they're going to provide a little hope. Hope is not a strategy. Hope is not going to start 60 snaps a week for me and produce a 17% pass rush grade. Success rate. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls rest of the hour. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Shocking. All right, let's go straight to the people. Talking Lions, Hutchinson. My view is, yeah, you'll still be good, competitive, or whatever you want to say, but your season's over. If you don't make a move to replace Aiden, or you could reach into the Tiger Voodoo bucket and you could find me Football Will Vest or Bob Gunther or Pete Salmon or any of these other gym class heroes who managed to be Mariano Rivera for 2 months. So you can do that, or we can go get a dude. So I am not going to be mad at any listener. Like, I know the morning show's got their new walleye thing, and I actually laughed. It was brilliant by those two. They have the J-Mo laugh if people bring up Max Crosby. I'm not going to do that. Show me the report that you called and got rejected.
Yeah.
To the people. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. First off, you're spot on. Miles Garrett is a perfect fit. He's no trouble. And he's a beast. He plays snot bubble football, just the stuff, you know, coach likes. Just give me everything you got, and he's another gear, and he's a big dude that can play in cold weather as well. Now you put him on AstroTurf, and he's 10 times more valuable. But anyway, I would say it's going to take two first-round picks and one of your backup offensive linemen, because they need offensive linemen. They are hurt across the line, and you guys have offense and defensive lines in football. Well, now that, you know, Hutchinson went down, and that would be, you know, a good starting point, but it's going to take a little more than just a first round pick. But you're spot on, man. This window of what you guys created up here is phenomenal. Now I want you to flip it on the flip side of that. When you look at what, let's go to the Guardians. They lost Shane Bieber. They went the whole season where everybody else picked everything up, much like the Detroit Tigers did. These young kids, I've never seen eight guys that can throw 100 miles per hour and just dominate hitters. And it's fun to watch, no matter what side of the ball, you know, ball diamond you were on. But this is the stuff that you got to do. You have to get, you know, Myles Garrett here or somebody, because – that is an integral piece of making everybody around you better.
Yeah, well, it is. And, Steve, I mean, look, case in point, it was an incredible run by the Tigers. And it was awesome seeing guys that, like, had an 8 ERA do what they were doing. But, like, you're not winning a World Series that way. And you're not going to win a Super Bowl with tryhards. You're not. You know who closed you out? Emmanuel Clase. Okay? Not Lethal Weapon 3 DVD Clase.
Yeah.
Like, you need stars. That is how it is done. It has always been and will always be. Now, you can develop your own, and whether we're talking on a baseball perspective or football, that is fine. But the idea is, from a baseball perspective, there is no salary cap. Now, I have data I'll present to you at 4 o'clock. Facts. You can't argue facts. Some will try.
You could argue facts. It's just America.
But I'm not going to listen. Now, football, you do have a salary cap. But we all agree the cap's not real. There's no other way to explain the way the NFL does business. It's three-card money. Mm-hmm. So my whole point is, within reason, if you lose a guy like Aiden, by the way, in a window where he doesn't make much money, I want to replace him. And I want to bring someone in. And I just hadn't heard anyone bring up Myles Garrett. And I'm telling you, things are going sideways in Cleveland. I make a call. Show me a report they got rejected. Show me a report Myles said I'd rather die than play in Detroit. Show me that. And I'll shut up. But I want to win a Super Bowl. And I don't want to see Aiden's leg getting snapped in 70 places be the reason we have really no chance at a parade.
Yeah, and on a side note, maybe what? I'm just being a hater or deflator. I don't want to see Aiden rush back. I don't.
No, because I'm about to hand him $250 million in the next calendar year.
He could be ready if they make it to the Super Bowl. How effective will he be?
Well, he's got to have Terrell Owens' sleep bubble. Yeah. Remember the year he had the hairline fracture or whatever, and he slept in the hyperbaric chamber, and then they played the Pats?
Mm-hmm.
But that's different than this. This dude's leg went full right. Terrell Dortch.
Because, you know, Dan Campbell saying, you know, I wouldn't count him out. Let's go ahead and count this one out. And that's not saying he's not a warrior. That's not saying he's not a great player. That's just being smart. That's an investment. No.
I love how living in reality. Hey, what's the timeline when your leg explodes? 4 to 6 months. Checks calendar. It's mid-October. It's over. Go to Bernard, 97.1. What's up, Bernard?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
Man, I was sick when Aiden Hutchinson went down. And I immediately looked at it just like you're looking at it. We got to go out and get somebody. This is a grown-up team. Unlike the Detroit Tigers, you know, with all due respect, this is a grown-up team that is ready. It's prime. So, you know, your critique and analysis on Myles Garrett is right and on point. But look, Mike, we got to be patient. Got to be patient. Because it's not going to happen overnight.
No, I agree.
We didn't prepare. We didn't prepare for Aiden Hutchinson, you know, disaster like this. But we still have key players that can, you know, come through this weekend against the Vikings, you know, and maybe another 2 or 3 weeks, you know, down the road. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't necessarily think the Lions are ready, you know, just ready to get rid of James Houston. I think he's in the doghouse for whatever reason. I think he's in the doghouse, and if they were really ready to get rid of him, they would have done it by now, but they know he can play. You know, so let's just be a little patient, and let's get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, we have a couple of weeks. Yeah, you got it. And Bernard, again, let me say it for the people in the back. The team will still be good.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to win games.
You're playoff good.
But this is in my mind, the best division in football with the highest level of quarterback play. You just lost the guy who was off to a historic start, Pat Rushen, a quarterback. By the way, the deadline, if you care, is Tuesday, November 5th, 4 p.m. You got a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen overnight, but you don't have a lot of time.
Target the people that you want. I don't know. Listening to, I think it was either David or maybe it was in the update that Holmes is saying, well, you know, we're not in any rush to go get somebody if the person is right. I don't see it happening. Mike, what you said about Myles Garrett, yeah, that's shooting for the moon.
I can give and, you want a welfare guy for my team since we're headed nowhere fast? You want me? How about Uncle Mikey helps you? You that? Want somebody from the Giants?
You guys going to
think I know who you might mention, but.
Did he have a good game last night?
Yep. And he's cheap. And I'm pretty sure his knees are falling apart. But for a one-year run, you want Aziz Ojulari?
Yeah.
I mean, that's now again, that's Lethal Weapon 3.
He's not going to cost you a first-round selection.
No. He ain't going to cost you a fourth-round selection.
Bro, he won't cost you a John Steak and Onion. I'm just trying to throw
you
know, it out
you,
there.
You do have to go. That's why I said Hassan Reddick. I'm like, look, it's a relationship that we all see is falling apart. You just walk in there, you become the mediator. Hey, you take this pick, sign, you come here, we forget about all of this.
The mediator.
Help us out.
Sometimes cancer is just cancer.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
That's what he is. That's what he is.
Okay, but
sermon Sunday at all? Jesus, did you tell a sick woman that during service?
That was
what are you asking God for? Sometimes it be what it be.
That was
all right. Here's the offering plate.
No, that was in Philippians. Sometimes cancer is just cancer.
See, I knew I should have said it.
Jesus,
David. What I am saying is this: maybe the Lions locker room can withstand that.
All right, let's get to the people. We will briefly get to the Tigers at 4 o'clock because Scott Harris spoke, and again, it's so early. The offseason hasn't played out. a lot of it we're going to have to let play out. I think we're going to learn everything we need to learn this offseason. But I want to start out with something. There is one thing he said that I take great issue with, and I don't think I'm a bad person for taking issue with it. The other thing is just going to be factual. I want to deliver something to you. You can choose to not open it up, but I'm still dropping it off. Let's get right back to the people, though. Go to Shell, 97.1. What's up, Shell? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Like I said, brother Mike, brother Rico, and like I said, and Mike, I guess we thinking minds, thinking alike or whatnot. Because okay. when the minute that Hutch went down, I'm thinking Myles Garrett and that dumpster fire over in Cleveland. But I just want to see does Brad Holmes have the heart to at least pick up the phone and say, hey, what would it take to get Myles Garrett to the D rather than him staying over there in Cleveland?
Well, look, it's a franchise in disrepair. It's a player that is running out of time to actually play winning football. It's a contract that is very fair market value. I think you got to make the call.
You have to, Mike, because it's like because right now I know Myles Garrett is screaming, we're not going to win anything with Cleveland and with the Deshaun Watson. His contract and his situation alone is. It was like how we had a circus. They got it now.
Yes, very much so. But I mean, do you agree that if they don't make a move, they're not winning the Super Bowl?
I agree. Like I said, Super Bowl goes. Like I said, the odds went from down to almost zero. Aiden, well, like I said, that like I said, and I don't want like another Nick Mullins coming in without a passer to sit back and just pick his poison and then throw for 400 yards, or that backup from that was in Green Bay back in the day that threw for 500 on us with no pressure.
Shell, I'll say this to you and Mike. Here's the thing: if you don't replace him, you're a playoff team, but you may end up playing a lot of your playoff games on the road and not here at Ford Field.
And I would love to see a game, the NFC Championship at Ford Field. That'll be huge.
Well, it's what gives you the best advantage. Look, I have said this for a while now, Shell. We've talked about this. I treat you the same way I used to view the New Orleans Saints. If you plan on winning a Super Bowl, you best be inside to do it. Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff's numbers in outdoor weather, not great. And again, San Francisco was very mild that day. The reality is, if you make the NFC Championship game, you're probably going to be in places much more like Philadelphia, Green Bay, etc., than you would be San Francisco on a very nice afternoon.
It was like 75 and sunny. I guess in theory, Minnesota won't be a problem. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That's fair.
Is you want... And at this pace, yeah, if you don't have him, you're playing wild card weekend and you may be on the road someplace and take your chances on that.
Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Listen, on this Columbus Day, first of all, I'd like to just give a shout out to three people that made my last week great, man. And these people were born 150 years ago. Dr. Naismith, Abner Doubleday, and Ebenezer Morley, man. These people created a sport, man, that gives us so much joy when it's played right. Saw the Ohio State game against Oregon. Great game. Great baseball last weekend, even though the Tigers didn't make it. Game played at the top like it's supposed to. And then the women's WNBA. Great games, man. So I just wanted to say that first and foremost, because if these people were alive today and see how the economy was affected, how people's morale and all of this, they would probably blow their mind. But having said that, man, and watching that Lions game yesterday, it hurt. But I feel a little bit better because something that happened Friday. This past Friday, I happened to go to a Goodfellow event. And at this Goodfellow event, the Goodfellow People of the Year was two great individuals, Sheila and Steve Hemp. And one of the things Sheila said at this event when it was her time to speak is that we're going to win. After the event was over, I was able to go shake her hands and look her in the eye. Me and my wife gave her a gift and told her how she's changed things. And she looked me back in the eye and said, I feel you all. I have extreme confidence in what this woman is about to do. It's not about Brad. Brad, the purse strings is probably open. This woman wants to win. They announced Friday that she was just named one of the 50 most influential people in all of sports by Sports Illustrated. This woman is for real. She wants to bring a championship team here. They tasted last year, and we don't know what may happen to the quarterback or somebody else moving forward. So I'm believing, and I feel in my heart, they on the phone right now. I don't know if it's going to be Henderson, Garrett, Crosby, but we got to get somebody.
That's right.
Because this league we playing in right now, these other teams ain't playing in our conference alone.
No, and you're not
and they're
going
getting
to
better
be,
and better.
You're not going to be in the position you're in continuum. You got 3 weeks to figure this out. But if I have to hear about, oh, I'm building for long-term success, that is just not realistic. There is only one measure of success, championships. I don't care about being good. I care about being great.
Yeah, because if you keep building and building and you don't win, what was it for? Congratulations.
Oh, no, no, the people selling the fantasy never want to answer that part.
Hey, trust me. I can tell you right now, you keep building and building, you don't win, they'll turn on you quickly, ask Kyle Shanahan.
No, not in this town. Oh, not in Safety City. No, no, no. No, no.
Safety City.
All right, let's touch the table with football that resides outside the city of Detroit. 7 minutes, everything you need to know. It's Football Today.
So after, well, we'll continue the week of football tonight, but before we get to that, I have some statements here from the week of the NFL. You let me know if it's an overreaction or not.
Okay.
The Texans will be the first team to clinch their division. They are currently 5-1, half game behind the Chiefs in the AFC, but more importantly in their division, they lead the Colts by 2 games, and they also then beat the Colts already. Everyone else 1-4, 1-5.
Yeah, it's a bad division. Mathematics speaks. Yes.
You know what, David? I think it'll be a race between them and the Chiefs. But I could see that. You know, the Colts are doing the magic, man. And they got the quarterback that it's winning. Anthony Richardson, I would sit him on the sideline. I get what you're saying. I think it's going to be a race to the finish line between them and the Chiefs of who clinches first.
So let's move over to the NFC, where nobody in the NFC West is over 500. The NFC South, of course, they have the Falcons and the Bucks that are both 4-2. Then you have the NFC East. The Commanders are in first place at 4-2. So the statement is all four NFC North teams will reach the playoffs this season.
No, it's impossible. No, just no.
Yeah, mathematically, I don't see that happening because as great of a story it is with the Bears and their resurgence, I do think that water will find its level, and I don't see the Bears. I think the Bears may be the odd team out. I think you may get three, not all four.
So the report is today that Anthony Richardson will start this week against the Dolphins. They won 20-17 with Joe Flacco as their quarterback. They are currently at 3-3, sitting second in the AFC South. I know we talked about the Houston Texans, but the statement here for them is they are making a fatal playoff mistake by starting Anthony Richardson.
I just mentioned that. Yeah, I think Flacco is your guy. It allows Richardson maybe to just kind of take that step back, get fully healthy. You're the future, but Flacco, I mean, obviously, David, the guy had a few years left in him because he's still able to come out and get wins. I have more faith if I'm a Colts fan when Flacco's out there than Richardson.
I just look, man, it's a road to nowhere playing Flacco. All right, you want to try to flirt, make the wild card, get your faces kicked in? You can, but you're burning a year of development, burning a year of evaluation. And if Anthony Richardson sucks, I got news for you. I need to know because I need to draft another quarterback.
Fair.
Rico's right. Flacco gives him the best chance to win now. But what are your goals? If the goal is to win a Super Bowl, you ain't doing it with old man Joe.
But what if you're not going to win it with either one?
Well, then you're effed, and I suggest you spin the wheel of fortune, quarterback edition.
Think I'm ready to say this. You can let me know if it's an overreaction or not. The San Francisco 49ers will not make the NFC Championship game, and Kyle Shanahan will get fired.
I think the firing part is an overreaction. I think the first part is not. I think you're living in reality. The Niners are fine, but to get back to the NFC title game? I don't know. I don't see it.
In order for them to get back to the NFC title game, David, the way things are playing out, it would kind of – they need the luck that the Lions had where teams the week before the San Francisco Niners would have to play them would lose, setting them up for more advantageous games to play, kind of how like when the Packers took out the Cowboys and gave the Lions the home field for yet another week. They're struggling, ton of injuries. I don't think McCaffrey's going to come back this year. You know, Jordan Mason's only going to take you so far. I don't think Shanahan's going to get fired. Now, he'll be on the hot seat, but I think if that happens, it'll probably be him and Lynch together on the way out.
Well, last night was a rough watch. Both teams didn't look the greatest. At 2 minutes left in the game, though, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow had been pressured on 47% of his dropbacks, according to NFL's Next Gen Stats. He was sacked 4 times, 7 quarterback hits on him, and he then was in the tent towards the end of the game. So the statement here, yes, they won, they're 2-4, but Zach Taylor won't survive the season.
Man, the coaching security thing, I got a hard time believing Zach Taylor gets fired. So I'll say overreaction by you.
Yeah, and I really don't know. I thought I had higher hopes for the Bengals. Everybody did. It's just like when you watch them, you're like, what is wrong with this team? Why can't you score?
Well, last night they weren't keeping guys into pass protect. They were being stubborn about it and going zero protection and having 5 guys to block 4, and the Giants' 4 is better than their 5.
Yeah,
and that's without Thibodeau, who had wrist surgery this week.
Maybe they just believe too much in Joe Burrow and just think, oh, you're going to Patrick Mahomes this and find a way. And probably the worst thing that happened to them in that game was him running for 47 yards and a touchdown. Because at that point, they just figure, you got this. We don't need to keep extra people in here to block for you. Actually, I do. I don't want to run for my life.
This is just a funny overreaction or possible statement
for me. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
No, that's never happening. But you just kind of selfishly want the Falcons to keep winning so we can see the swag surf every week.
Don't care. Next.
No, but you know what? Here's the thing. And this goes back to what you said earlier. It's another reason why I don't think you're going to get all 4 teams from this division, because I think that Atlanta and Tampa both will make the playoffs. And if that's the case, you're not getting all 4 teams in.
And we can close it out with this here because we have a big Monday night game. The Jets fired Robert Saleh. We all know they've removed play calling duties from Nathaniel Hackett. And Rodgers and company talked this week about a need for accountability and the need for change. Well, the change happened. The most important game of the Jets season is tonight.
Agreed. And I think they win.
Agreed. But I don't. I think Buffalo's just going to come in there and get it done. David, I think that...
That's got lunch bet written all over it, David.
Because to me, they're almost like the East Coast version of the Cowboys. They're just a hot mess. And they could try to get out their own way, but they don't like to do that. They like to trip and fall.
All right, lunch bet. Put it on the board.
Okay.
Straight up, no points.
Straight up.
Done. I got the Jets. You got the Bills.
Who sings the fight song?
I like that. Yeah, I'm down. I think the Jets win. I just got a weird feeling. And they're going to – look, Todd Downing, who's going to be calling the plays now, Tennessee pedigree, ground and pound. They've got a thunder and lightning combo. They refuse to use it with Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. In my mind, I'm just pathway in this. All right, this will be fun. It'll give me something to root for. Okay. I hate the Jets, but free lunch always works.
Mike's rooting for the Jets tonight.
I know.
And that is...
Well, one team in that building ought to do something.
You got the Yankees.
That's not in the
That's
building.
That's not the building.
I'm just saying, it's in the city.
That's not... They Whatever. Don't even play in the same state.
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.